Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night AxelMe training podcast series. Glad you're with us. This is going to be a really good, fun, interesting call because we have two brand new speakers joining this incredible lineup of speakers that our executive producer, Cindy DeMay, is always adept at accumulating. And tonight's no exception. We've got Rick and Shashi Maharaj joining us from Vancouver, British Columbia, and they are brand new brand representatives, also known as executives. So we're going to be sharing a little bit of time with them to talk about their excitement, their newfound success, and what they see this business taking them to in the future. So stand by for a great, great call. Let me share a little bit about their background. As I mentioned, they live in Vancouver. Now, Rick is originally from the Fiji Islands, and he has designed and built particle detectors in a particle physics lab for the past 34 years. It's a pretty high-tech background, to be sure. But you might be interested to know that Rick also is an accomplished disc jockey who has 30 years of experience with weddings and corporate events. He's also an avid soccer player and soccer coach. Now, Shashi's from Vancouver originally, and she earned a business degree from Simon Fraser University, and she's worked with British Columbia Hydro for the past 28 years, including as a market researcher. She also owns and manages four properties. Now, having conquered some significant personal challenges in her own life, Shashi has turned those experiences into one of contribution, where she coaches other women to feel more confident about themselves and to feel and look better. What a great combination with our business, to be sure. But most important to Rick and Shashi are their three beautiful children, and indeed their entire family, with whom they're very close. For them, family is their top priority. So here to share with us their excitement about their first major achievement in their business are Rick and Shashi Maharaj, brand new brand representatives, also known as executives. Welcome, Rick and Shashi.
Thank you for that beautiful intro, Dan. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's so exciting to have brand new brand reps on the call because everyone on the call listening can certainly learn from your new experience and be excited, motivated, invigorated by what you have to share. So we're going to go through that in during the course of this call, and I really am looking forward to it. But share with us a little bit about your background, more so than what I mentioned before, that would be apropos for the call and pertinent or germane to our listeners, and maybe tell us a little bit more about why you got involved in the business in the first place.
Yeah, so I'll start with that. And Shashi and I, we've been married for 26 years now, and we both, you know, had steady jobs, basically the same jobs we got after graduating. And, you know, we raised a family with three kids, and, you know, I coached them all through the soccer as well. And we got to this point in life where our kids are now adults, and two of the three are adults now. And, you know, we were really started to work on ourselves work on our emotions and just trying to be the best versions of ourselves as possible. And through that, we came across your business.
Yeah, and I think what really inspired us to join was being around, like, Rick just turned 50, and I'm turning 50 next month. So the whole idea of being around an anti-aging business and doing everything we can to feel and look better and preserve the youthfulness and the energy that we love to have and that we look forward to having in our future. So this seemed like the perfect thing for us because with our ages and with hearing about the industry, the health and wellness industry, and everybody seems to want to look and feel better these days. So I felt like this was like perfectly suited to us and very, very inspiring to be around people that are aging well, taking care of themselves, and being able to help other people do the same.
Well, it's a great, great motivating factor, no question about it. And just by way of a little bit of background information, you both have become very good friends of Cindy and mine. And I have to tell you, it's really thanks to Cindy's incredible, highly persuasive skills that she was able to get the two of you on a plane from Vancouver to fly to Salt Lake City this past October to join us for the New Skin Live Convention. And that was so much fun. And that's when we really got to meet and enjoy the two of you and spend a lot of time with you. And I have to believe that that experience, seeing firsthand the home office, the laboratories, meeting corporate executives, other successful leaders, had to be somewhat influential in your decision to join. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were blown away by the lab, the amount of people that were there, the energy, the professionalism with the event was brought together, and really the amount of love that I felt that we were there being amongst those people and being knowing that they were doing something really good for the world at the end of it, helping people to feel better, look better, and changing lives. Like all the stories we heard about people and the backgrounds that they had come from and then where they are today and their success stories, that was so inspiring. And I have to tell you, like, one of the key things for me is I looked around at those 18,000 distributors that were there, and I saw so many different ethnicities. I saw, like, representation from so many different places other than our own. And I thought, wow, we could, like, you know, this is, I know that the India market's opening eventually, and I just felt like this is awesome. Like, we need to bring this to our people and share this. So that was another big thing for me, is that I hadn't heard of these products, and I didn't know anybody that was using them, and I had had such great results from them. So it was a combination of all of those factors.
Yeah, we
well, it's actually exciting.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead, Rick.
We started using the product and really, really started to, you know, fall in love with them. And then when we did end up in Utah, just like Sasha said, we were completely blown away. And, you know, being around scientific equipment, I was very impressed with the laboratories in Provo and where the manufacturing and the testing and, you know, all the equipment that they're using there. It was very impressive. But more than that was that, you know, we actually seeing the founders speak and the care they had and the care that of the people that we were surrounded by was incredibly endearing. And you know, that really we before we even left there, we were definitely sure that we wanted to be a part of this. Whatever was happening here, there was some magic going on.
Well, you have certainly taken the business to the next level in a very short period of time. Just put things into perspective, guys. You came to Utah in October, joined the business, made some pretty significant goals. Maybe we can talk about those in a second. But in less than 4 months' time, have become brand new executives. That's a pretty hefty achievement. And I have to believe that some of the things you've already talked about are part and parcel of the reason for that early success, like becoming products of the products. Cindy and I see you guys do lives all the time, and they are very, very genuine. They're exciting. They're professionally done, but down to earth at the same time. You guys love these products, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Really do. Really fell in love with the product. And I actually, my love affair started after Utah when I started taking Y-Span. I've had some low back pain, bulge disc in my low back that, you know, there was always this pain that was sort of back, you know, always there in the background. But and I also had arthritic knee pain for 15 years from years of soccer and, you know, abusing it on the soccer field. And after 3 weeks of taking Y-Span, my lower back pain disappeared after a couple weeks, and then I couldn't believe it. I was blown away after 3 weeks, maybe it was 4 weeks, that my arthritic knee pain just completely disappeared. I was so thrilled, and you know, I can't stop talking about the results.
And you attribute that, Rick, to the Y-Span, which of course in the U.S. we call ageLOC Youth, but that product alone, you believe, is what brought those results. Of course, we're not making medical claims on the call, and it's a training call, so you can be a little bit more liberal. But I mean, your own anecdotal story, I think, is pretty impressive for a lot of people who might be having some of the same issues.
Yes, yeah, I would definitely say so. I'm a total believer, and yeah, I'm Because it's interesting because this knee, I've done everything I can with it, you know, acupuncture and, cartilage pills and things like that, and even blood platelet injections and things like that. And and all it took was a little bit of AgeLock Youth or Wise Band.
Yeah, and
it's amazing.
Rick kept bending his knee, when that was, look, I could bend my knee. He was showing me, because he hadn't been able to bend his knee for so long. He wasn't able to squat. And so for him to have that relief, I had my own effects. I had perimenopausal symptoms, so I was waking up with night sweats and not sleeping completely through the night. And I found as I kept taking it, my sleep got better. I was more energetic, I could go till 11 o'clock and not feel tired. I have so much more on my plate now with a full-time job and three kids. All our kids are at home, despite being young adults. They're still food is my responsibility. And, I just like to do that as a mom. And then I've got, all this business now, the brand new business. But I find that because I'm more energetic from taking the supplements, I can handle more on my plate and not feel stressed out and not feel I'm tired and I can't do this. It's been giving me that extra burst. And then for Rick, he's had these other things with the injuries.
Pain relief. Yep. Pain relief and energy, of course.
And I know you guys are super big fans of the Lumi Spa. I've seen some of those lives too. Tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Yeah. So for me, I've had acne issues. I've had dark pigment around my eyes. I've had uneven skin tone pretty much my entire life. And I've had lots of different skincare products over the years. But there was this one blackhead I had on my cheek. It's been there on and off for, I think, 6 years. And, it was one of these nasty little blackheads that would pop up and appear out of nowhere every couple weeks. And then I think it was gone and then it would come back again. But since within 3 days of using the Lumi Spa, it just disappeared. And I haven't seen it come back since then. So I was wow, this thing's, very effective. And then as I kept using it, I found that my pores were getting smaller, my lines were disappearing around my face, and just everything seemed to get better and better the longer I used it. And I actually didn't take a before picture until about 2 months after using it. And I wish I would have taken one before, because the difference between the 2 month mark to the 4 month mark is so big that, had I taken a before picture when I first started, the acne was worse. I just was too embarrassed. I didn't want to take a close up of my skin at the time. But now anybody that buys the Lumi Spa, I tell them take a before picture today, and I'll even sit them down and take a before picture just so they can see that result for themselves. But I've been really impressed with not only around my skin, but my dark circles have lightened up. All the lines around my eyes, the puffiness that I had, that's all diminished. And it's only been 4 months that I've been using it, and I just find it the results keep getting better.
You know that the enthusiasm and the excitement about the products is just coming through loud and clear on this podcast. There's no question about that. Would you say that's a pretty important aspect of your success? That's a major contributor to the fact that you guys are so successful so early, and that is your passion for these products and your ability to talk to other people about them with true, genuine experiences.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I could be involved in any company where I wasn't passionate myself and didn't have my own personal experience. That's what I've been approached by lots of different companies for different things, and it didn't sit well with me. It wasn't something that resonated with me. And I just said no, because I would never want to be in the business of selling. It just doesn't feel right or sit right with me. And with these products, it was my own personal, I love them and wanted to share and wanted to help other people have those kinds of results.
I'm really interested in knowing a little bit more about what you guys attribute to your success thus far. I have a feeling that part of it comes from your willingness to work hard. You guys are not lazy by any stretch of the imagination. You're willing to roll up your sleeves. But I also believe that your willingness to be extremely coachable has driven your success. And you work very, very closely with Cindy and others in your organization. But do you think those two factors, willingness to work hard, willingness to be coachable, are important as well?
Yes.
Definitely. And our success, there's a number of reasons for our success in the short, and I say short time because it's even shorter than what you say, Dan, because we only really got focused, honed in on Nu Skin in the last month.
Yeah,
I would say.
We were doing
we were spreading our time thinly across Nu Skin and some coaching. We're also relationship coaches, and we're spending some time there and branding there. And once we got really focused on, well, you know, what we wanted to do and what we wanted to focus on, that's when the magic really started. And that's and so the focus was the one part, and then the second part of it was just sharing of the products genuinely. We genuinely love the products, and we share them with whoever we come across. So anyone that talks about their health or their or I wish that I had I had this or I wish this was different, we can offer them a solution, and we do.
And we're very lucky to have such awesome mentors like you and Cindy, and all the people in our upline are so helpful and so supportive. So all the feedback and all the help we get, like it's just such a supportive way to be in a business, because you have all these people that are wanting you to succeed. And so the part about being coachable, it's just like, it's feedback that's meant for us to grow. And I see that as such a blessing to have that, because how many entrepreneurs out there don't get that? They're just out there trying to do something. And without a coach, without somebody to give them feedback, how do you possibly grow? So it's been super helpful. And I think it's vital to have that as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
We've also worked with Jeff Gamagami as well, and who's a really great mentor for us as well. So it's nice to have so many different ideas and ways to go about and learn from all the bright ideas
style.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think it's real important for everyone to know, especially newer people who in some instances might come into the business thinking, gosh, I can do this. I get it. I understand it. It seems pretty simple to me. I think I can do this. And I really don't need to lean on or bother other people in my upline leadership team. But on the contrary, you guys have used the resources, the different resources, different personalities, different skill sets of the various people in your upline leadership team to your advantage. Would you say that's an important thing for everyone to be aware of?
Yes, because, I mean, the people in our upline were so blessed. They've had so much experience. So how could we possibly know what's going to, as brand new people? Like, I'd much rather have people tell me what's worked for them and, glean their experience. And it's definitely, like, we would just be spinning our wheels, I think, if we weren't doing that.
Yeah, and especially the different styles of our leaders really works hand in hand with what we're trying to create as well. So we take everyone's input and apply it to the people, what we understand of the people we're dealing with. So,
One of the things that's so important for new people in particular when they join the business to understand is that they can start earning money while they're learning. In other words, they don't need to put everything that they're already doing on the back burner or give up anything that is important to them, but instead they can weave this business into their lives in ways that make sense. You guys have very, very hectic schedules. You have a lot on your plates. How do you find that you manage to build your business and at the same time manage everything else that's going on in your lives too?
But, we've just kind of worked it into what we do anyways. Like, the people that I'm sharing with are people like, at my family members that I see when we see them at get-togethers, my running group. I have a Sunday morning running group, so I'll be running and chatting, and you know, and it may not come into the conversation, but if it does, like, you know, I share. It's not like I'm looking to share. It just kind of happens naturally. I actually just saw a coworker today yesterday at the bank machine in the lobby of our building, and I just, you know, it dawned on me all of a sudden she'd be perfect for this business. And I just asked her, do you want to go for coffee? And she's been following me on Facebook, so she knows I'm up to something. I said, I'd love to just chat about what I'm up to. And we went for coffee this morning, and she's so keen to get involved. And I just, you know, it was just kind of a spur of the moment. I just happened to run into her, but it's on my mind now. It's on my focus. So it just seems to come at the right time. And it's not like I'm going out of my way. It's just stuff I'm already doing. And then online as well, we're on social media, on Facebook. So just sharing kind of naturally. When we get inspired to do a Facebook Live, then I'll go on and do a Facebook Live, you know, and I do some of them in the mornings when I don't have a lot of time. So a lot of my lives are like in the morning when I'm actually using the Lumi Spa. So I've got like a couple of minutes to kill. So I'll turn on my video and do a live right then, because I know I still have to do my yoga practice, and then I've got to prepare my food, and then I've got to go to work. So it's just working it into those little slots of time.
I love it. You know, I think you hit on something, Sashi, that makes a lot of sense. And Cindy talks about this a lot of times as well. She says, be aware of your surroundings. And your example just now of being at the bank machine and seeing a coworker is a prime example of that. You used that opportunity that you were going to use anyway to use the bank machine, use that opportunity to build your business by creating some curiosity in a brief conversation with a coworker. Is that right?
Yeah, and now she's so gung-ho. She's so excited. Her daughter is 20 years old. She models internationally for Indian clothing, and she's just like, she's at these Indian events every week. And when I told her about like Indian market opening and how you know, I felt I was one of the very few, like the only, I didn't see another Indian person at this event, and she was just so excited and just like, yeah, she was just about the products because she's been seeing my updates, but didn't, a little shy to ask me about it. And I kind of sensed that too. So I just shared about everything. And I said, like, if you're going to these events, and she said, like, you know, I want to set up a booth. Would it be okay if I set up a booth and like talk about these products? And I said, sure. And if you want to share my picture, you can share my before and after. Like, I'm perfectly happy with that. So she doesn't even have products yet. And she's like excited about getting products, excited about the business. So, and it just all happens like over a 15-minute coffee. So yeah, it's the opportunities are out there. I think initially the first month or so, I think I was going about it really the wrong way. I was like so excited after coming back from Utah, and I was literally ramming it down everybody's throat, I think. Now looking back to how I was having those conversations, and people were literally turned off, and my kids were like, oh my God, you guys are into one of those like pyramid things. And they were just so rolling their eyes, and you know, it, and now that I'm just like kind of very casual about it, and just as the opportunities come to me, I kind of pick and choose, and I don't feel like I need to go and, you know, rush somebody and tell them all about the business and all this stuff like I was feeling the first month. Like I felt more of that, I need to get my word out there, as opposed to, you know, the right people will come into my energy space, and it'll work out.
We do have a large following on social media, and I mean, although not everyone comments or likes our posts or our lives and things like that, we know there's a lot of people watching, because we do get told, oh, I love what you guys are doing, you know, but they're, you know, so there already, whenever we're out in public or in our social circles, people already have an idea of what we're like, what we're up to, and so that also makes these conversations easier. And yeah, it's a great way to lead into those conversations.
Yeah, we tend to share a lot of inspirational, kind of motivational content, and we just share vulnerable stories too. So I think it's maybe a feeling they get too, like that it's not just about selling things. It's mm-hmm. just the kind of people that they're coming. And then those right people will come into our space too. So.
Indeed. So maybe you can share a little bit about some of your big goals that you've established and maybe where you see yourselves in this business, say, in the next year, maybe 5 years or beyond that.
Wow. Some of our goals are to really just keep growing as quickly as we can. I'm really excited about, we've got an executive training call with the people we've recruited on Monday. And in terms of where we want to be a year from now, I see us like with a full couple of levels down. I don't know what is realistic in terms of 3 or 4, and we haven't really mapped that out yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that with Cindy and next weekend. But in terms of like where we see, like, I mean, with that India market around the corner, 18 months, I hope to have a really secure business of Indians abroad set up.
Yeah. So right now, a year out from now, we would love to have a wide cast net with our network of people who have connections with India, and that's the goal that we're driving to for right now for this next year for sure.
Wide and deep.
Yeah, wide and yeah, and deep as we can. But also, you know, and you know, 5 years down the road, like, yeah, we would love to be, you know, just leading, being inspirational leaders for thousands of people.
And just having that location freedom, like just being able to do our business from anywhere, not tied down by jobs, just, you know, have that ability to just do it from where we want to do it and keep pursuing our personal growth, keep motivating, keep inspiring, like Rick said, thousands of people.
Well, I have no doubt that you guys will be doing that. In fact, Cindy and I are looking forward to coming to visit you in a week's time, and we're going to be talking a lot more about that and doing some training and presentations, and we're really looking forward to that that visit with you in Vancouver, and can't wait to see you guys there. But before we wind down the call, maybe you can share with us from each of your unique perspectives, share with the audience, if you would please, some things that they need to take away from your experience thus far. Maybe focus on the people who are just joining the business, or maybe people who have become re-engaged in the business after being involved for a while but not really fully active. Maybe you can share a little bit about what motivates you that they need to be aware of.
So, yeah, so for me, I would really recommend that you use the products and fall in love with them. So, you know, if there's something that, you know, you're using and it's not working for you, find that those products that you really love. And when you really love something, you can truly recommend it to your friends and your family. With no hesitation, and it doesn't, you know, everyone can smell when you're trying to sell something. If you're just sharing something you love, that's people see it's genuine, and you're being, you know, and they can see that you're authentic and you want to help them, not sell them something. And and secondly, you know, I like to keep working on myself. So you have your goals. But I'm also, you know, up every morning. I work on myself first. I, you know, do a workout, meditate, whatever that is, and just to keep me loving myself, and then I can give so much more to others when I do that.
Yeah, and I think I would just add to that. Having gratitude, I think, is so key. I think, like, in today's world, we get so caught up in things that we don't have and where we're lacking. But I think for new people, if they focus on what are 3 things I did well and what are 3 things I can do to improve, and take the personality out of it, because it's very easy to get caught up in self-criticism and I didn't do this and beat yourself up, and it doesn't do anyone any good. And it would, you would never talk to a friend that way. So the way you talk to yourself is so important. So having the gratitude, just focus on what can I do better next time, and actually like write it down, write down what I did well and what can I improve. And then the other thing I would say is to have a vision board, to actually like have it in your vision. What is it that you're creating? Where are you going? Because without having a clear vision of where you're going, it's very difficult to get there.
Very good words of wisdom indeed from brand new brand reps, new executives, Rick and Sashi Mirage. Thank you so much. What a great, great discussion. Can't wait to see you in a week's time. This has been a fantastic call and so inspirational for so many listening, I'm sure. And I would encourage everyone who's on the line tonight to share this podcast with your teams. They're going to be inspired just as we were tonight. And it'll be posted at the AxelMe Facebook page and also AxelMe.com in a matter of moments. Next week, next Thursday, February 20th at 8 p.m. New York time, you're going to be hearing from these new stars' sponsor, Sam Chatterjee from New Zealand, will be joining us on the next Axel Me podcast, and he is a brand new gold executive, and he's going to have a lot of excitement and enthusiasm to share, as well as his inspiration and his expertise in terms of how he's gotten to his level of success. So tune in next Thursday, February 20, 8 p.m. New York time, with Gold Executive Sam Chatterjee. And then, of course, stay tuned to AxelMe Facebook for all upcoming events and other things to be of interest. Check out AxelMe.com for an incredible amount of training information, a library of these podcasts, and other great useful information that you need to build your business. So thanks again, Rick and Sashi, for joining us on this call. Thanks to our executive producer, Cindy DeMay, for booking them. And to all of our listeners, I want to thank you, and we wish you a very good evening. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.